Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. And I know it's like a dream come true for you too, isn't it? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I got some predictions. I got some more predictions I want to talk to you about. These are my 2005 predictions, and I went over about half of them yesterday in this same segment, and I'm going to finish them up today in this segment. But for those of you who missed yesterday, I'm going to rip through the ones I did yesterday, but without the commentary. I'm just going to give you the prediction, and then we'll move on. Prediction one was that the elections in Iraq will take place on January 30th. Prediction two is that Islamic terrorists will attempt a poorly executed attack on the U.S. and or England. Number three is that Arafat's death and democracy in Iraq will contribute toward steps to resolving the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. That's right. I know you're surprised that I predicted that, but I think I'm hopeful about that this year. Also, Kofi Annan will get fired from the U.N. this year because of the oil for food scandal, but he will not be charged with any wrongdoing. Also predicted that China will not allow its currency to float. It will stay pegged to the dollar. I also predicted that the European Union's economic growth would be less than 2.2%. And I've since seen some numbers out from some pretty good global economists that I think that prediction is already going to be proved to be correct there. Also, there will be a Supreme Court opening this year, and it will be a surprise. And then another prediction, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton will begin her actively seeking the 2008 presidential nomination. I've already heard from some people on this, some people trying to tell me that they believe that she's not going to wind up being elected, and they misunderstood my prediction. I'm not saying, folks, she's going to be president. I'm not saying she's going to be nominated. I'm saying this year, 2005, as far as I'm going, is she will begin actively seeking. She will become an active candidate for the 2008 presidential nomination. That's all I'm saying this year. The other stuff will come in time. Also, I'm predicted that the momentum will build for privatizing Social Security, but in Washington. But there will be no bill this year to privatize Social Security. All right, that brings us to date, and let's talk about the next prediction. 2005 prediction: the first step in a wave of tort reform legislation will be the passage of a law to cap punitive damages for small businesses with fewer than 25 employees at the lesser of three times compensatory damages of $250,000. Now, that's a lot of stuff there, but essentially what's happening here is tort lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits, and predatory practices by lawyers, and lawsuits against doctors who, not bad doctors who, something just happened. It was something that nobody could have predicted, that one could have prevented. Those kinds of lawsuits are an incredible burden on people and on the marketplace. Something's got to be done. The trial lawyers situation is getting out of hand. I read something yesterday about some of the things that have been going on in California, but they passed a resolution out there in the last election that's going to prevent some of that from happening. Some of the predatory practices. California was a classic example of the trial bar run amok, and we've got to stop this, folks. If you have a real claim against somebody, you ought to be able to take it to court. But this frivolous stuff, some of these judges have got to stop throwing, got to start throwing some of these cases out, and they're going to be emboldened to do that by some of the legislation that's going to happen. And I believe there will be a federal law passed this year, and it will begin on a small scale, and it will be to help first people like you and me, small business owners, with many of us with less than 25 employees, and there will be some specific languages. It'll be the first step toward tort reform. Frivolous lawsuits, folks. I've forgotten the number. I used to have it. I've got it here somewhere. The number, the millions and millions of dollars that it costs small business owners every year is unbelievable. And when I polled small business owners in groups that I've spoken to, the number two concern that they had after healthcare, providing healthcare for their employees, the number two concern that they have was lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits. It's a big issue. It's going to be taken up this year. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. More predictions to come after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's another prediction. A law that provides for association health plans will pass. This will allow small businesses to join groups to purchase health care insurance across state lines. Now, I know you think this is one of my soapboxes, and guess what? You are exactly right. This is one of my big soapboxes. But if you said, you know, Blassingame, this sounds like something that you hope will happen, maybe as much more than you know will happen or that you think will happen. Well, and you know what? You might be a little bit right about that. But I'm going to put whatever pressure I can on this issue, because I think that one of the best things that could happen to small business owners is to be able to have association health plans available to you and me. Right now, you and I cannot buy insurance, health insurance, across state lines because of the state insurance commissioners. They won't allow that to happen, because each state insurance commissioner has to have control over all the insurance companies that come into their state. That's the reason why, you know, some insurance companies don't provide insurance in certain states and they do in others. But association health plans would allow you and me to gaggle ourselves together and to buy insurance either as a member of a group of chambers of commerce, as an industry trade group, and it's no different than what General Motors can do across state lines. It's no different than what the trade unions are doing across state lines. So why can't small business owners have this? And that's my story about association health plans. It's the best thing that could happen to us. It's the best way to do two things. Number one, to lower our cost for health care, which is the number one concern among small business owners month after month after month in the polls that are being conducted, for example, by the NFIB, by Bill Dunkelberg and the NFIB. Number one concern is providing health care for employees, being able to afford that, either to start it up for the first time or to continue it if we're already providing it. Many small business owners don't even have it for themselves. They don't even have health care insurance for themselves, and it's because they can't afford it. We got to fix this, folks, and that's what the AHPs will do, and I encourage you to help me make this prediction a reality in 2005. Okay, number 2005 prediction. Another one. The tax cuts achieved in the past 2 years will be made permanent, including the elimination of the death tax. I think that's going to happen. I think the president's going to make that happen. I think Congress will help him do that. And because, as you know, all of the tax cuts that we've gotten, folks, have a sunset date, they call it. And that's where, at a certain day, they're going to go away. Now, here's the interesting thing about Congress, about Washington. If they increase taxes, they don't say, now this is going to go away at a certain time. It's on the books until somebody can knock it off. But if they take taxes, if they lower taxes, if they remove a tax, like we could be headed toward for the estate tax, that's always got a sunset. In fact, including, as I mentioned, the estate tax, was it 2009, I think, the estate tax is going to diminish for people like you and me all the way to 2009. Then it comes back in 2010, I think it is, to its full pre-reduction numbers. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Anyway, that's got to be taken care of, and I think it will be this year. Here's another prediction, 2005 prediction. The U.S. economy will grow at an annual rate of over 4%. Now, you might think, well, what's the big prediction there? Well, because there are things out there that could cause the economy to go to be less than that. But I think we're going to wind up in 2004, as I said. 2004 is going to be, this is one of the predictions I missed last year. I said the economy was going to grow at 5%, but I missed the oil thing. In 2005, the U.S. economy is very strong right now. There are some problems, but it's still basically fundamentally strong. We've proven that we can grow even in tough times at above 3%. And I think the oil prices are going to settle down. I think the Middle East is going to settle down. And I think that the speculators are going to get out of the oil industry to a lesser degree than they are right now. And so I believe that all that and other things spell a pretty darn solid growth rate of around 4% for 2005. Here's one more. The Fed will make quarter point adjustments, upward adjustments, in the Fed funds rate at every meeting until the rate is at least a half point above the annual inflation rate. The annual inflation rate, folks, has been higher for, a couple of years now than the short-term interest rates, the Fed funds rate. And one of the indicators that the economists that I know on this show and some of our Fed contacts have told us is that that's a condition that needs to get that the Fed thinks needs to be corrected. They feel like they're upside down right now, and that the short-term interest rates needs to be above the inflation rate. And so right now, what's the Fed funds rate? $1.75, something like that, and inflation's probably running around 2% or so. So I think that you're going to see, this year probably the Fed funds rate's probably going to wind up being around 2.5 to 3%. Before they stop. So it will stop when they get about a half a point above the inflation rate. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Got a few more predictions to come after these messages. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Finishing up my 2005 predictions, here's another one. The annual unemployment rate will end the year below 5%. Now, you might not appreciate that number, but that's an aggressive number. That's a pretty aggressive prediction I just made there. You know, we used to say that there was a 4% of America was basically unemployable, so that you're always going to have a 4% unemployment. But now they're saying it's getting closer to 5%. So right now I think we ended the year at around 5.3, 5.4, and that was a prediction I made last year that it would be above 5% by the end of the year, and I got that one. But for last year, but I think people are starting to get redirected. I think they're starting to get redeployed. There's a lot of people getting reeducated. I think the shock of the 21st century economy, global economy, is starting to ease up a little bit, and people are realizing, they're starting to understand that, you know what, this thing's not going to go away. This is not a some kind of a weird situation that's just going to happen for a year or two, and then all those factory jobs are going to come back. I think people are starting to realize this is the real thing, and there's a lot of training going on out there. There's a lot of re-education happening out there. And, you know, one of the things that people are having trouble with right now, employers, is not finding people. It's finding qualified people. That's the big complaint among small business owners. Not that they can't find human beings. They can find people to fog a mirror. They just can't find people who are qualified to do the 21st century jobs that they have to do. Even people who are doing, even companies who are doing traditional things that selling the same things we were selling 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, the same industry selling the same things, the way they're selling those things, the way they're managing those things, the way they're managing their relationships with their customers, the way they're buying things, that's involving technology and different practices. And those are the things people are having to get prepared for. And I believe that's happening. And that I believe that's the reason why that and with the economy growing at 4%, I think unemployment rate will go below 5%. All right. Another 2005 prediction. Crude oil prices will average at least $40 a barrel, resulting in average gas prices above $1.70. There are two issues there, folks. Number one, one's a budgeting issue, and that is I think you need to plan on budgeting at least $1.70 a gallon for gas. I know this year you got surprised, and some of you didn't meet your profit goals because you like me, the first of the year, you weren't prepared for $2 a barrel, a gallon oil, $2 a gallon gasoline prices. $50 plus maybe a barrel oil. We weren't prepared for that. Well, you need to be prepared now. And there are two reasons why, three reasons actually, maybe even four, why prices are going to stay up in this range. Number one is it costs more to get oil out of the ground these days. They're having to go deeper. Instead of 10,000 feet, they're having to go to 30,000 feet to get some of these reserves. That's more expensive. Number two, and this should have been the first one, and that's the demand for oil is increasing in third world countries, China and India. The demand is increasing, and OPEC is only somewhat pumping more oil, only slightly more oil than they were in the past. So demand is going to drive the prices up, and then also there is the unrest issue that maybe will get settled somewhat this year. But I still think you need a budget for $1.70 a gallon oil for next year, a gasoline, I should say, for next year. Here's another prediction. Due to exuberance, both rational and irrational, over the momentum for privatizing Social Security, the Dow Jones Industrials will break the January 14, 2000 closing record of 11,722. Now that's pretty aggressive too. It's the same one I made last year and I missed it, but we're less than 10% away from that number. That's the reason why I think that was going to happen. And 2005 prediction, another one, the United States will continue to lead the world in promoting entrepreneurship, but also watch new entries into the European Union. Some of the states in the eastern part of the European Union, Eastern Europe, some of those folks are really going to be coming on strong. Pay attention to those. So I'll remind you that before you discount my abilities as a prognosticator, remember I was 9 for 13 in 2004 and 12 for 16 in 2003. How'd you do last year? Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.